So this week, we're diving into a topic that is near and dear to our hearts, to all of us busy service-based business owners, which is content repurposing. And let's face it, you know, creating fresh content every single day feels like trying to climb a mountain in flip-flops. But what if I told you that there is a way to get that incredible view without an altitude of sickness? Plus, I want you to stick till the end because I have a very special freebie that goes along with this episode. So let's hit it. Hey, I'm Veronica DiPolo, and with more than 15 years being a marketing strategist, are you ready for actionable bite-sized episodes about business advice on marketing, branding, and messaging to take your business to the next level? If you're a service business owner, we'll show you how to attract qualified leads on social media and beyond. We'll reveal the art of showcasing your brand effectively, and will uncover the best strategies to hook your audience so they keep coming for more. Say goodbye to outdated marketing strategies and embrace the power of change. Welcome to the Branding Momentum Podcast. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to make this episode is because us marketers tend to push the concept that you need to create content for your business. You need to write blogs and articles, and you need to be on camera, you know, and all those sort of things. And the thing is that we create so much original content that is so good that we don't reuse it. We simply sit down and create more original new content and again and again. And I also feel it in my business as well, because I believe I spoke about repurposing content like maybe 3 years ago, when in fact I should be talking about it more often to help you use your time and your energy in the right way. So this is a promise from me to you that I will for now look for ways to help you in your strategies, but strategies that actually can last for a very long time. So let's dive into what we're going to be talking today. When you take your existing content and you transform it into different formats, you can actually maximize the reach and impact while you are actually saving yourself precious time. So for those of you that don't know much what content repurposing is, let me give you a quick explanation. It is the art of taking a single piece of content and transforming it into different formats that actually resonates with different audiences across the different platforms, because we're not all the same, right? Think of it like, you know, that amazing dress that you maybe have in your closet, and you make a few tweaks and you can wear it for business because maybe you put on a blazer, or you can go on the night out and have, you know, with your friends, and you can, that amazing dress can be turned into something that can be casual and business and dressy and all those sort of things. Now, before you start thinking, oh my God, more work, let me assure you that repurposing is about efficiency, not extra work. So let me give you some trending tactics and creative ways for you to repurpose your content across the different platforms. So number one would be social media graphics to short form videos. And let's imagine that you are a realtor. You are created a stunning infographics, maybe outlining, you know, the must-have apps for realtor agents in 2024. So if you don't want this actual post to collect dust in all the different posts that you've created before, why not break it down, you know, this infographic into digestible chunks and transform them into TikTok videos or reels or YouTube shorts. And you can use, you know, that trendy music that is happening. You can put some subtitles and you can have a quick transitions that you can actually now do in these platforms, and you get your audience hooked, right? Number two would be a blog post to lead magnets. And let's say that you are a fashion stylist and you wrote a very good blog with some very valuable information, and you are, for example, you're developing a signature style guide for image consultants. So what you can actually do is you turn that into a downloadable checklist or a cheat sheet, and you can actually turn that into an even more powerful, because you're going to turn that into a lead magnet, which is what actually people actually want. They want value for that exchange. They're going to be giving you their email, and you are going to be giving them something that they actually do want. Plus, you are getting leads. So, you know, that's the whole purpose of me talking here to you, which is for you to actually get leads for your business. But one of the ways that you can actually do this, you can take that blog post and you can take that lead magnet and you can go to Instagram or in your stories, right? And you can make it clickable and people can go directly and buy it. And maybe you say something like, download your free style guide now. Genius. I love it. The number three can be something like a live video, or it can turn that into like a blog series. Now, let's imagine that you hosted a live Q&A, right? Questions and answer sessions, maybe on Instagram, maybe on Facebook, and you said something about building sustainable conference. And the topic was building a sustainable conference business. So don't let, you know, that valuable content go to waste and disappear and people not being able to find it, because I bet that was actually a really good live that you had. So why not repurpose that with maybe grabbing the key questions and answers and turning that into a series of blog posts? So this, what this does is that it allows you to expand on the information that you actually shared in that live session. And what it will do is that it will give you a wider reach for people that have actually maybe missed it or didn't check it out because it was live. So the beauty about repurposing is that it gives you different learning styles. Like I said, we're not the same. Some people love, you know, to read an in-depth blog post or an article, while other people crave more for visuals and punchy videos and infographics or even audio. So many people are right now also using audio, as you're listening here, of course. So by repurposing, you are ensuring that your message reaches a wider audience, but most importantly, you are actually establishing yourself as the go-to person in your industry, as the thought leader that you are in your industry and in your niche. Now, I want you to please remember, tailor your repurposing content to the specific platform. Don't be simply copy-pasting what you do on Instagram, you post it on LinkedIn, because that is not the right way. There are certain things that happen on LinkedIn that they don't happen on Instagram. The same goes on TikTok, to a Pinterest, to a YouTube. So be sure that you're using the right language with the right hashtags and the right visuals according to the platform and what they usually like as well. Now, let me give you a bonus tip here. Let's say you are a consultant and you are currently delivering a killer presentation, right? And it's something in the lines of streamlining your workflow. So I want you to do is that and consider to turn that presentation into a Canva or a PowerPoint or a SlideShare deck and embed that into your website or LinkedIn profile. What it does is that it's going to allow potential clients to actually learn more about your expertise at their own pace, not at your pace, at their own pace, while you are actually boosting your SEO, meaning your search engine optimization. So I know this sounds like a lot of stuff, and you might be probably thinking, yeah, Veronica, you know, this sounds great, but where the hell do I start? Well, don't worry, because like I said to you at the beginning, I'm going to help you create that repurposing content journey. And what I've done is that I've created a free downloadable checklist that you can actually take right now with this podcast. Obviously, I'll show you all the different ways that you can actually chop and repurpose your content so that you don't have to be thinking, oh my God, how the hell should I do this? No, the checklist will do everything for you. So go to the description below this episode and grab your checklist to repurpose your content right now. Okay, that is all I have for you today. And remember, creating content doesn't have to be an uphill battle, I swear. But a little bit of creativity and repurposing magic, you can actually conquer your content goals. And watch as you gain more visibility, because that is what we want in the end. Okay, guys, I'll see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.